News Talk ZB 22-6. We have the huddle coming up. Matthew Hooton, Heather Duplessis-Allen very shortly. But back to politics with the election today of Simon Bridges as leader of the National Party. But there's been another leadership race as well, with the New Zealand First Caucus voting in second-term MP Fletcher Tabatow to the role of deputy leader. The party's leader and deputy prime minister, Winston Peters, is with us. And good evening, sir. Thank you for your time.
Good evening.
So, Mr. Tabatow, the caucus obviously rates him. What's this about? Is this succession planning? What is it, Mr. Peters?
Well, it's actually a competition which always happens after a general election. And that was for the whip's role before Christmas, and then the leadership post-Christmas, and now the deputy leadership. So it's normal, and in this case there was a contest, and Mr. Tabatow won.
And Shane Jones didn't contest, is that right? Why was that? Is it too much on his plate?
I can't explain why people do or not or don't put their application in a contest like this, but I would think that he probably thought he was flat out around the country with his regional development fund and had enough on his plate, yes.
What prompted the vote, though? Was there dissatisfaction with Ron Mark?
No, most definitely not. I think, though, if you were to analyse it without me knowing, because the vote was a secret ballot, I suppose they wanted to image that this is generational change happening in New Zealand First and getting ready well before the next election.
Because our political editor, Barry Soper, told me a little while ago that Ron Mark had been shafted. What can you tell us about that?
Oh, that's totally untrue. The caucus was very generous in its gratitude to Ron for the work he's done over the years. He's got a very particular job now in defence and veterans affairs. It requires some significant travel because of our engagement internationally. And I think at the end, Ron would have been sorry to lose the job, but not as sorry as some would have been in that circumstance.
Right. Well, he's been very loyal to New Zealand First and you, hasn't he? I think he's been beside you for 20-odd years. Is that right, Ron Mark?
Well, thereabouts, but, yeah. You know, in the case of Fletcher, well, Fletcher joined the party on its formation way back a long time ago, and he's a very young guy.
What do you make of the new National Party leader, Simon Bridges?
Well, first of all, the New Zealand First offers our congratulations. It's not easy to contest for a party the leadership, but that said, we did observe the level of competition and the level of apparent angst, and they didn't look too happy in the House today at all, especially some of those who were involved in leadership challenge, and I think, to be fair, he's got one dreadful struggle in front of him.
Do you see a closer relationship between New Zealand First and National with a new leader?
Well, I never saw the possibility of not having a close relationship with Bill English. We had serious philosophic differences. He was a neoliberal experimenter. We believe in responsible conservatism. But on a personal basis, I always thought that he came from an excellent family, and he himself had certain enormous talents and abilities. But the political direction that he backed was one we could not support, and the shape and face of so much that's gone wrong in Auckland and other parts of the country would give evidence to why we had come to that view.
Thank you very much for coming on the program. That is the New Zealand First Party leader, Winston Peters, Deputy Prime Minister. Of course, it's now 18-6. The Huddle with CodeBlue.co.nz.